what was the stimulus and or inspiration behind If There's Seasons?
Well, actually, the first musical I directed and also helped to, you know, create this, the process was actually Lao Jiu in 2005, you know. And that started because my father actually wanted to do Lao Jiu as a musical. But he never got to do it, so we decided to, that was actually an exciting idea, you know, challenging enough, so we took it up. And that's how we started doing musical. But, you know, that was really not a kind of a long-term intention of we're going to develop, you know, original Chinese language musical in Singapore. It was one shot deal that we started. So, but because we started doing that, and we had a lot of fun, and also it was tough, it was very difficult to do, but along the way we got exposed to, you know, other collaborators, you know. For example, we tapped into the English language theater actors much more, you know, necessarily, yeah, but we were enriched by, you know, making friends in that way. We connected with the music scene, you know, whether it's lyricists or musicians. So those stimulants existed, you know, sort of were made available to us because of working on Lao Jiu. So those ideas were sort of kind of floating around in my head, in a lot of our heads. So one day, actually it was Alvin Chiam who said to me, he said, "Hey, you know, I think Liang Wenfu's songs would be great to do a musical, you know. And that was the time when Mamma Mia was happening, you know. And he just went to a talk or event with Wenfu. So I thought, hey, yeah, that's a great idea, you know. Because I grew up with Xin Yao. Not grew up listening to Xin Yao, but I grew up at the same time as Xin Yao. In other words, Xin Yao was probably, you know, 3 years older than me, you know, in terms of the people that were most active in Xin Yao. And so those songs and that kind of the way that the songs were created, you know, which is very much like how TTP started, which is a bunch of young people wanting to do something together, you know, something as simple as pure as that. Those materials has a very kind of a special place in my heart, because not only were the way they were created, the way they was created, but also the sounds, the kind of spirit in the music, the simplicity, you know, when it all started in the materials, simple pleasures, you know. Of course, time, law, because it's that age, you know. So I thought, hey, that's a great idea. That was a great idea. So so I gave Wenfu a call. I called him and I said, hey, you know, we have this thought of doing something like that. The best thing for you is you don't have to do anything. You know, would you be keen to explore this, right? So so we met up, and he said, sure. You know, so we had to see what to do with it. So, and then at that time, Mei Wong, I was asking her, I said, who can write the script? And I recognized that actually it was probably one of the more commercial ideas we had, you know. So I said, we need somebody to write this more in the grain of sort of something that's more accessible. So I asked Mei, I said, who should we do this? Mei said, hey, have you thought about Raymond though? I was like, wow, Raymond, maybe expensive. I don't know whether we can afford him, you know. He said, ask lah, nothing to lose to ask lah. So I said, sure. So we asked him and he very happily said, sure, I'll do this. You know, without worrying about even asking him how much we were going to pay him or what ownership he had and all those things, nothing. He just jumped in. So in that sense, it was kind of serendipitous. It was probably, you know, the material itself was probably at the right time, you know, my age, you know, relative to it and where I was in my life and where Singapore was at that time, it was the right time. So in some ways, it played a part in the revival of Xin Yao, which is actually a hot commodity today, you know. And but it started very simply as just, hey, what do you think? You know, and if you were to ask Alvin, he probably said, I didn't know, that, and I suggested the idea with Jin Hong that she would take it all the way there. And I would say, I had no idea either. It just kind of had a life of its own.